Hello, hello, hello people. Here I am again for the next video on my request list. I'm trying to speed up the process because my request list gets longer and longer, and I don't want you people waiting months on end to get your request videos through. So I'm really trying to speed up the process to get you lovely subscribers and listeners all your requests done and sent to you. So this is for somebody that is a Life Path 1 and they want to know how their expression number 5 is going to help and hinder them. Now, remember, your Life Path 1 is the most important number in your chart. It's the king of your jungle. It's the number that should be served by every other number in your chart. Your Life Path 1, the elements of and the challenges within are what you need to achieve in this lifetime, to achieve your life purpose. Now you have to take your birthday number into account as well. And that is something I do separate videos for. But you know, if you were a member of my channel, of course I would do you personal videos that included not only your life path and birthday number, but the sub lessons of and how that works with all your talent numbers and your soul urge number. So basically it's a reading on video that I would send to you. And then if you take the top service, when you join my channel, I give you a one-to-one monthly service as well, so that we can sit back and chat like you would if you were doing a reading with me. So consider, if you'd like some readings or some videos that are more detailed, that taking the sub-lessons of your life path, that taking your birthday number and take account your expression number and your soul urge all together on one detailed video, then all you need to do is press join on my channel and I will do that for you. And if you take the top service, I'm going to be doing a one-to-one service with you. So for now, this is somebody who is a Life Path 1 who wants to know how their main Life Path 1 energy, the most important number, works with their most important talent number. So these are the most important numbers in your chart, really. It's just taking the detail out. But if you focus on these, this is the most important bit for you. So you're a Life Path 1. Without even taking into account all the sub-lessons, this is the most important thing for you to achieve. It's that one. Learning to be uniquely creative, to channel brand new ideas from source energy, have ideas come to you because you open yourself up to them. And then not only channeling those ideas, but staying focused on them long enough to confidently express them to the world so that other people hear your messages and your new innovations, and that you can work alongside others with your unique ideas interdependently and lead others interdependently towards the achievement and the expression of your unique new ideas that bring real, tangible, positive change on Earth. And it's up to you to bring positive change, not negative change. And that's going to be in your daily action as a Life Path 1. So you're a catalyst for change. You're here to be a change agent. You're not here to go with the status quo. You're here to put a cat amongst the pigeons and bring change. Anything that you love, any creative medium that you love, that's where you focus your unique ideas in order to bring change in whatever way you want to bring change, because that's what you're here to do. And it's up to you to decide what that passion is, what that focus is that can help you innovate in a way that brings that positive change that you're here to bring. And I want you to be really proud of your uniqueness, proud of your unique ideas, and proud to share those unique ideas. But of course, that's not going to be easy for you, because ones, they search for validation from others, and they get their confidence can be a real issue for a one, and it can stop them expressing their unique ideas and make them feel almost ashamed of their uniqueness because they've let other people's opinions or their own inner voice hold them back. And that's just some of the difficulties that a one can go through when they're trying to be and express their unique creativity. But as a talent number 5, you're quite confident, communicative. You can engage in varied experience and then sift through that varied experience to find a passion, a mastery, and a focus that you could then feed through your One Life path and innovate through your mastery. Because remember, you're here to innovate in whatever field you choose. And if you use your talent to be a specialist and a master in something that you love, you could innovate within that field as a talented five. Mastery. Independence and personal freedom is what you're good at achieving. So that's entrepreneurship. That's being so good at what you do that you can actually gain a lot of personal freedom from that mastery. But then you're also about variation as well as focus and mastery. So you've got to be able, and you are able, to balance your love of adventure, variation, travel, new things, and then balance that with your ability to be disciplined and focus on your mastery and your family and the people you love around them, and be able to balance those elements in your life, which actually can be quite incongruent at times. Focused and committed onto one mastery that you can be disciplined on, a specialist at, and achieve personal freedom from. Excellent communication skills and charismatic social skills, and fearless communication skills at that, which can really help you as a potentially unconfident one to express your new ideas to the world fearlessly, with confidence and courage and conviction, because your five talent means you're quite able to take risks. You are quite fearless in your action, and you have the courage and the internal bravery to get up there and express new ideas to people, no matter how their reaction might be. Fearless and encouraging others to be fearless. So that could be quite a useful thing. But the expression number five isn't always going to help the one to focus. It's going to be finding that mastery that's going to be the key to finding that focus. But let's break down the life path one, because they're the key elements that you as a life path one need to know. So primarily, a life path one is here to learn to connect to source energy, to download and channel new and unique brand new ideas, because source energy is full of new and unmanifested ideas just waiting to be channeled by a one or an 11 as a catalyst, because that's what you are as a one. You're here to bring change. But because you're here to do that, you're here to bring change through your uniqueness, you're going to struggle with that. And you may often hide your unique ideas due to low confidence, due to other people not validating you and you looking for validation from others. You might be scared of expressing your new ideas to anyone. You know, audiences might terrify you, and especially expressing an idea that might be new to people. It could be something that can make you as a one go and crawl under a rock instead of connecting to that source energy and expressing your unique ideas to as many people as possible. And that's one hurdle that ones need to get through. But you're a talented five. So not only are you extremely intuitive, and that can make you really sure of yourself because you have a strong inner intuitive compass and you delve into lots of deep wisdom filled subjects which help you with your self-discovery and your self-knowledge, wisdom, spirituality, and your self-trust and your ability to take notice of source energy and spend that time channeling those ideas. But you're also a very busy, talented five who is busy, full of energy, and a huge drive with discipline on your mastery or the drive to experience many new things in the world. And this can all disrupt at times your spiritual stillness and your need to just sit and channel those ideas and really understand what those ideas entail. So to achieve your life path one, take some time to develop you're already good at spirituality and intuition. Now take some time to sit in stillness and develop it. Learn to be still so that you can channel ideas from source in a much more coherent way. Maybe even spend some time channeling it through your intuitive voice to understand, how feasible is this new idea at the moment? Is it something that I should set aside for now and maybe achieve in the future? Or is it something that I could start working on now and really bring to fruition? So it's about, first of all, channeling those ideas and understanding which of those ideas that a one can bring forward. So, because you're here to be the catalyst, you're the ideas person, you're a one. So, but because you already have loads of ideas hitting you daily, you might struggle to bring your unique ideas to reality, because it's like you're showered with new ideas all the time and you love novelty, you love the new, and you can quickly lose interest in an idea when a new idea comes along. You know, oh, that's a nice idea. Oh, that's a nice idea. That's a nice idea too. And you end up losing interest in ideas as the next new idea comes along. So you don't progress that idea when that's what you're here to do as a one. Channel the idea and then progress it. If you have to get people to help you, it's important that you pull those people in. You can't do it all alone, one. As much as you might want to, you have to get other people's help. So be the ideas person, but don't lose interest. Try and take those ideas forward and bring other people in. Remember, you're here to be a leader too, to lead others to the fruition of your ideas. Your five talent energy means that you're also quite scattered and you can go from one idea to the next at times. You're easily bored. Unless you're working on your mastery, you are easily bored. And sometimes your discipline on something else to do with your mastery could get in the way of you focusing on new ideas. You know, it's, you can either be too focused on something else as a five, or scattered and easily bored anyway, which can accentuate the one, you know, tendency to not focus enough on ideas. But again, it's finding that passion and mastery and that specialism that really help you focus as a one, because you're already talented at that. So get your mastery in place, focus and focus on that one mastery so that you can ground your ideas, and it will help you focus on innovation within that mastery and help you to focus on each idea as it comes, because you have something to ground it with, your passion and your mastery. So achieve your life path one. Use your talent for mastery, focus and discipline. Or if you haven't yet found it, spend the time now exploring. Find your passion, find your thing. Take your time. There is no rush. If you haven't found your mastery yet, even though you're a talented five, go look for it. You're the adventurous type. Go look for it. Experience. Find what really hits you here, because it's going to be the best way to help you focus on your innovation. So to achieve your life path one, use your talent for focus, discipline and mastery to help you find that mastery if you haven't already. And then if you've got that mastery already, you can start focusing on, okay, I've got the mastery, I've got the freedom. Let's innovate. Feed the five through my one and innovate through my mastery. Fives are writers, so you might be the kind of person that wants to write a book, but it's going to be a book with lots of new ideas. It's going to be a unique book. So when you filter your author talents in the five through your oneness, it's got to be a book that isn't like any other. It's going to be unique and it's going to bring change in many ways. So that's how you would then try and merge the two. If you're a speaker, because you're talented in that, in the five. If you, whatever your passion is, you can feed that through this element of the life path one, because you're here to be confident in your uniqueness, because only unique people with unique gifts can have unique, groundbreaking ideas. Change comes from people and ideas that are different, otherwise there would be no change. But because of that, a one can crave validation from others. And because people seem to think that they should be the same as everyone else, and we feel more comfortable when we fit in and we conform to everyone else, we tend to seek validation from others, especially a one. And a one is here to be intuitively confident in their own uniqueness and not need validation from others. They should be proud of their unique gift. And it's important that a one develops that uniqueness and is not arrogant but proud of that uniqueness and confident enough to take it forward, because they know it's going to make improvements to other people's lives. Your five talent energy means that you're you're a confident, fearless, rebellious, free thinker, talented communicator who, you know, cares a lot less about validation from others. You know, fives can be a little bit do what you want, don't care what you think kind of energies, which is actually quite useful for a one that can sometimes search for validation far too much in others. So you are intuitive. You have the only person you need to trust in is yourself, and you've got the talent to do that. So trust in yourself and your own intuition and your own uniqueness. And, you know, whatever other people say, you know, don't take it to heart. See your uniqueness as a gift. Their bad opinion is their problem at the end of the day. And the more that you can be proud of who you are and express your uniqueness with confidence, intuitive confidence, the better you will be as a one, and the happier you will be, and the more you will progress. And, you know, the one is a doer. You know, first gear on a car is the high power energy. It's what gets you going. It's the initiating power. The one needs to be the one that takes their idea and initiates it. Says, come on, people, let's get going on this idea. They do. They initiate. They act. And it's all about action and learning by experience when you're a one. But and only action makes a difference. And of course, because a one's here to act and initiate with power, they can sometimes not act and not initiate and end up not doing anything and not achieving any change in this world at all, because all their ideas are still in their head and they haven't actioned them. And it's really important for a one to find enough focus to actually bring their ideas to fruition, to action them, to execute them, to do them on earth, to express them. But your five talent energy means that you are the experiencer of numerology. You're all about just doing it, which is helpful for the one who is here about, is all about initiation and just doing it with energy. And the five energy can be really helpful there, because it's a very high energy doer kind of energy. And the five energy just wants to experience things, take action and see what happens. And that is a really useful talent to have for a five that needs to act and learn by experience. And you're excellent at learning from your varied experience. Your action will lack planning, and you will have to learn as you go and go back to the drawing board, try again. And it will lack planning and direction even. You'll be flying by the seat of your pants a lot of the time due to the lack of clear focus. And finding your passion and mastery might improve that. But at the end of the day, you're a dynamic five and you're here to be a dynamic one. So there's going to be a lot of, you know, varied experience and action within that, learning by experience, going back to the drawing board, trial and error kind of learning, because you need to be action orientated, learn by experience, develop your focus and support your life path one. So act and learn by experience. That's the most important thing you can do. And use your talent in the five to help you be intuitive in your action. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. If there's something niggling you, don't do it. Or if people are telling you not to do it, or you feel, and you feel intuitively like you should do it, even though the world is saying no, don't, but you feel intuitively like you should, then do it, because your intuition should be your validation. So you're all about action, you're all about experiencing, you're all about learning as you go. And you'll be quite talented at that as a five. Focus on your intuition, another lucky one that your five is going to help. You're here to trust your intuitive voice within, not validation from others. Your intuition should feed your confidence, and it should feed your action and your expression, because you know intuitively you're doing the right thing and that you're going to bring positive things to this earth. So trust in here. Trust the soul within you is so important for a one. Others' opinions shouldn't matter a jot to you. They do. Though you seek validation from others, and sometimes your confidence can be in your boots because you listen to the opinions of others too much. And remember, these are people that are in their comfort zone, and it might be that you're bringing change that scares them, but that's no reason for you to stop bringing that change, especially, you know, when it's going to bring positive things. Why would you not bring that change? But other people might not like that. But at the end of the day, your intuition is what you should be making decisions on. Balanced confidence in yourself will come from that. And balanced confidence in your abilities and strong connection and trust in yourself. And then you'll be more likely to bring your ideas without fear because you know intuitively it's right. Validation from others should not be part of your decision process, but your five talent energy provides with you with huge intuitive talent and strong inner compass. You make decisions based on what you feel is right, and that is vital for a one, and it's vital that you use that talent to support your one in this lifetime so that you're not seeking validation from others, because you will always listen to and follow your inner voice within you. Always do that. Don't let anyone disrupt you from doing what you think is right, because you have a strong inner compass which can be really useful to support your confident intuitive action to support your life path one. That can be really useful for you because you need to bring ideas that break barriers, challenge others' comfort zones. So you need to be fearless, you need to be courageous, willing to take risks, because ones, they put a cat amongst the pigeons, and that's what they're here to do, to bring change. They're catalysts. And this change is positive. As much as people might think, oh, you're hitting my comfort zone, I don't like that change. Change is inevitable. We can't stay the same. The only thing on this earth that we can be sure of, apart from the death, transition of death, taxes, also change. Change is always going to happen. Nothing stays the same, not even the concrete underneath your feet. And we've got to understand that. And you're here to bring those changes that some people might be struggled to deal with, break barriers, challenge comfort zones. And that means you might have to deal with some negative reactions from others. And that takes courage and bravery and the confidence to take risks and do it anyway, because you know you're doing the right thing. But your five talent energy means you're fearless. So you have the talent to fearlessly express what you need to express. You're an adventurer. You're talented at throwing caution to the wind and taking risks and just saying what you need to say, no matter how others might react to it. And that, again, is another useful thing for your life path one. But, you know, it might cause some conflict in your life. But remember, you're here to be a one. You're here to bring change no matter what. And if your intuition says it's good, then the conflict will just have to be dealt with, because it needs to happen in order for this change to happen. You know, it's like forming, storming and norming. When something changes, there's always a storm. You've just got to ride it, keep going and keep your resolve. Use your fearless nature to help you to be unique and challenge accepted norms. Norms, preoccupations, comfort zones, so that you can manifest the change to support your life path one. You're here to be interdependent. Ones can think they can do everything on their own, but you're just a one. You need a two to help you. You need a three to help you take action. You need a four to help you bring stability. You know, you need other numbers. You need other people. And you're here to be a leader as well. You can't just lead yourself. So you're here to learn to pull people in, not think you can do everything on your own and be too independent. You're here to know and understand that you're interdependent, not so independent that you push others away and refuse to delegate in any way. That's not something that's going to work for you. It won't help your management, and it certainly won't help your ideas to come off the ground. You can't do everything alone, and independence is an illusion anyway. Since when have we been able to exist in isolation on this earth? We're all interconnected, and we all need each other, and we need to give and receive in equal measure. And sorry ones, but you do need help from others. And the expression number five can struggle a little bit with their independence. You know, they tend to swing between taking risks or having fun and like ending up dependent, and then making a load of money or going off traveling and being totally independent and no one seeing them for dust. Depending on the success or failure of their latest scheme or project or whereabouts they are in the world, they can swing from disconnection and independence and not wanting anyone in their life to be independent on the people around them. And expression number five, you know, has that balance within them, but it can sometimes be a juggling act, even for a talented five, to find that balance between dependence and independence, because they're not routine kind of people. They're not going to do do a 9-to-5 job and they're not going to stick at any jobs for any length of time, because they're very much about that change, about that, you know, moving forward. So you have excellent social skills, though, excellent communication skills. You're able to network really well. You're able to share ideas with others very well. You can storytell, pull people in. You know, you're kind of, fives are quite talented at communicating to audiences and masses, whether verbally or in a book, you know, with the written word. And it's important that, because a five is good at actually communicating with the world, and we need to be a bit more interdependent as a one, it's balancing that dependence and independence, drawing people in, communicating what you think to others, asking others for help so that you have other people involved to help you for your life path one. It's just an important thing that you need in your life, however much you think you can do things alone. Because ones love self-discovery, they love bettering themselves. So you're all about being determined to succeed, always bettering yourself by understanding yourself, self-discovery, and understanding the skills that you have within you that you can use as your confidence, your security blanket when you're fearlessly initiating new ideas in this world. Because nothing changes without a one. Your five talent energy makes you a fearless mover and a shaker by talent. You're a talented entrepreneur and you can really make things happen as a five. You're good at self-discovery and research and learning. And you love to learn many things. You love spirituality, self-discovery, and you would be really, really good at things like that. You have the ability to focus and commit when you found your subject mastery and your passion. And it's your ability to engage in self-discovery and personal research that is going to help you not only to find and attain your passion and mastery, but also help you to bring on the innovation as well. And this can be your self-discovery and the learning that you do to find your passion and beyond your passion could be the secret of your success for your life path one. So be interested in self-discovery at all times and learning more and digging into who you are as a person, understanding your talents and the things you need to develop and you know, having that balanced determination to succeed. Because you also need, as well as bringing other people in and not being too independent, you've got to lead other people as well. You've got to pull people in and then direct them. The one is here to lead others to the fruition of their ideas. But of course, a one can struggle with leadership. They can struggle with their balance in their personal power. Some ones can be over tyrannical and over domineering, and it makes them almost a tyrannical, dictatorial kind of leader. And some ones, they're so low in their confidence that they couldn't lead a band of ants and would be too scared and subordinate to lead a band of ants. And they've got to find that balance between the two, and trusting themselves, trusting the voice within them that supports their inner confidence is the first step to understanding and balancing their personal power, so that the one knows when to be firm and when to lead, and when to step back and let the masses do their thing. Ones that are balanced in their personal power need to learn to be intuitive leaders. They can be firm when they need to, but they can be compassionate when they need to. They know when to be firm, when not to be firm, and they do it through their intuition. And it's a very primal kind of leadership that the one is here to be. And it can be quite a powerful leadership. Your five talent energy is not so much about leadership, but they're not going to follow. If anything, they would choose and are better at leadership than following other people. What fives are not one to follow the rules of others. They're very much about and talented at going their own way, really. You could lead very well as a talented five with your subject mastery and your brilliant communication and social skills. You have all the ability and if you found your mastery as well, the talent and the knowledge and the social skills and the communication skills to be a leader. But you're also quite a fun kind of person. You're very dynamic. You love drama. And you've got to take care that you don't undermine your authority. with drama queen behaviour, forgetfulness, which a five can be prone to, and a scattered or sometimes in an irresponsible approach that can sometimes undermine any kind of leadership for a five. Because a talented five is about no leaders, really. They're about freedom, and, you know, a talented five would prefer anarchy and doing what we want when we want. But, you know, that doesn't always bring us good. So the five isn't about following or leadership, really, but there'd certainly be a more talented leader than a follower. But, you know, now you know that you're here to learn to be a leader, it's something for you to take into account when walking your path in this lifetime. But remember, you're a one. It's the one and the eight and the nine energies that are the most powerful energies in your chart, and it means your power causes ripples. You can bring change, and that can be positive change or it could be negative change. And you've got to remember that great power brings great responsibility, and you've got to ensure that your intentions are good, because you could bring powerful change that could bring disruption, or it could bring amazing positivity. And it's important, as a mum, one, you're always creating. And if you're feeling low or bad or any one day, you could end up creating destruction. So it's important that you're always careful what you create and careful with how you use your power as a powerful one. As a five talent energy, you're a bit of a freedom fighter that doesn't really commit or like to be tied down to any form of responsibility, which can make that a little bit difficult when you're, you know, being expected to be responsible and think things through. You hate restriction. You fear it. It's not something you find easy to deal with. Responsibility isn't something you find easy to deal with because you're quite self-focused. You prefer to be free, and it's not something that you're good at. You know, you're not good at being fenced in. You're much better at being, you know, free and out there and seeing what's going to happen to you next. And this could mean that there could be some areas of irresponsibility with your use of power sometimes. So it's important, as a life path one, that you really take the time to stop and think about how your actions, how your initiations, how your new ideas, how your dynamism affects others on a fundamental level. And you've got to ensure that your intentions are ethical and responsible, and, you know, there to bring positivity towards the people around you, so that any consequences of your actions are responsibly dealt with or mitigated in order to bring positive change for as many people as possible. Because as we know, sometimes when change is brought in, there are always winners and losers. And for the one, it's about trying to gain as many winners and trying to mitigate and stop the losers from gaining anything negative from this. But, you know, that's a difficult thing to do, and it's a lifelong process for a one to achieve. Remember, guys, if you want to be a numerologist yourself, I've got Udemy courses on Udemy on the basic level of numerology, and a more master level course for blending the numbers. And that's on Udemy if you like audio visual. But if you prefer to read, I have two books now. Three of my trilogy is now out. The first one breaks down your purpose of your life path and your birthday number, so you can really look at how these elements are, and that you have to deal with your life path elements first. But you've also got to look at the lessons of your birthday number, but to a lesser importance. So remember, your purpose really tells you what your life purpose is in detail. Remember, your talents shows you how your life path number, the elements of, when broken down, will be helped or hindered by your expression number or your talent number within your chart. And my third book that's coming out, Remember Your Motivations, will work out how your soul's motivation and your drive works alongside your life purpose. So getting this trilogy will give you all the information and detail that you need to become a numerologist yourself that is able to blend all the numbers. Or you might prefer to learn on Udemy. It's up to you how you do it. But you can find these books on Amazon. If you put my surname in, Katie Ewers, Y-O-U-E-R-S, you're more likely to get my books because they come up first, because no one else has got my name. But other than that, They won't come up top of the list, and you might find it hard to find these books unless you use the author name, which is my name, Katie Ewers. And then when you do that, they come straight at the top of the list because no one else has got my name. It's quite amazing. So if you like this video and you haven't done already, please like and subscribe to my channel if you haven't already, and click that bell icon so you're always kept up to date with my latest videos. If you'd like to become a member of my channel, just press add and join the second or the top one, and you'll get a personal service, you'll get personal videos, and you'll get personal time with me. For every month that you're a member, we'll have a one-to-one Zoom call to see how you're doing for every month that you're a member. But if you'd just like a one-off long 2-hour or just a 1-hour reading, Life Purpose, Pinnacles, Personal Years, email me or contact me on social media. Email's the best, to be honest. I communicate quicker on email and I look at my email more often, but I also have Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn and Twitter, which I still look at, and will contact you through if you need. You can ask for videos like this. You can request a video on your life path and expression number, or your life path and soul urge number, or your life path and birthday number, whichever one you want, and I will put it onto the bottom of my list, and I will, it may take me a while, but it'll always get done. And you can request videos by putting comments on my videos or sending me an email. In fact, putting comments on my videos is probably best for that, because I tend to write my request list as I'm answering my comments. So if you have any requests for videos, put it on my comments and I will eventually contact you back and say it's on my list. And eventually the video will get done. It might take me a while, but it will get done. But whatever you read that I do, whatever audio visuals that I do that you take notice of, it's got to resonate with the voice within you, because only your own intuitive voice within should be listened to by you. If it don't resonate, if it don't feel right, don't do it. See you soon.